Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Clark from the Center for Weight Loss Success. And on this podcast of Doc Weight Loss, we're going to be talking to Arlene Spala and about something kind of interesting, especially to women out there, and that is breastfeeding and weight loss. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. Again, this is something that may be very interesting to most women out there, maybe a few men too, but we're going to be talking to Arlene Spala about breastfeeding and weight loss. And sometimes you wouldn't think that would necessarily go together, but it's a question that comes up all the time. Isn't that true, Arlene?
That's right, Dr. Clark. I'm a personal trainer, and this is a question I definitely get from a lot of women.
Now, you have some real background into this, one from a personal standpoint, but also then just having some significant background knowledge on all this. So tell us a little bit about how, I guess, your background and how this became a real interest for you.
Okay, well, as I said, I'm a personal trainer, so this interests me, but I have four children myself, and I breastfed all of those children. And I know that feeling of wanting to not only stay in shape, not go too overboard when you're pregnant, but right after you have that baby, we women want to get right back into shape. We want to get back into shape quickly. And of course I did too, because I have to set a good example as a personal trainer. And I do have clients. Well, we have a client here. I have a client here at the Center for Weight Loss Success who I started training 2 months after she had her baby. And I have another client that I just talked to a couple weeks ago. She's in the same boat. But yes, breastfeeding definitely helps take the weight off. But, you know, you don't want to go overboard with it, because your body wants to hold on to some of that fat for that baby, and so you have to be a little bit careful with it.
Right. I mean, just from a common sense standpoint, I mean, we obviously women get pregnant, okay, yes, and that's part of life's history, so to speak. But, you know, once they're through the pregnancy, the baby's born, everybody's doing great. Often women want to get back to that pre-pregnancy weight and that pre-pregnancy shape as soon as possible, but they also want to, you know, be breastfeeding the baby, and like sometimes, you know, those things don't necessarily jive with each other, but we can work with that, right?
What I told my client, the one I started with a couple years ago here at the Center for Weight Loss Success, I said, you will lose weight, you will get in shape if you're working out, careful with what you're eating, but it's very hard to get your pre-pregnancy body back while you're still nursing. I found that out myself. I actually did, my weight got down to lower than it was before I had my kids while I was nursing, because, you know, you're burning a lot of calories, and as that baby grows, that baby is demanding more, and I was losing weight even though I was eating a lot of food. But I'm an athlete, so I didn't have that athletic edge. It's not like I would have gone out and run a marathon while I was nursing. I was more tired. In a way, it's like being pregnant. You still have to watch. You have to watch what you're eating. You have to be careful, because everything that you take in goes to the baby. Anytime I tried to overdo it and work out too hard, I always got an infection. So I had to be really careful. But, you know, and again, I was losing weight. I was losing the weight, and it is a great way to get that weight off, and it is so great for the mom and for the baby. But you don't want to, like I said, go out and run a marathon while you're nursing.
Right. I think there is a lot of truth that you don't want to overdo it. Obviously, you know, sometimes women want to get right back to that pre-pregnancy weight as quickly as possible. But for one of the things out there that's kind of working against breastfeeding mothers is that their hormones don't go right back to normal if they're breastfeeding. Because what keeps the breast milk being formed is a hormone called a prolactin, and which is made by your pituitary gland. And after pregnancy, it's basically begun being released once the the placenta has been delivered, and that's after the baby's born, right after that. So this prolactin level goes way up right after that, and that's when women start secreting milk. And as long as they're breastfeeding, typically the prolactin levels will stay elevated. Now, why do we care about that from a weight standpoint? Because typically prolactin is one of those hormones that tends to induce some weight gain. And so, you're actually getting rid of a lot of extra calories with the breast milk, but you actually have a hormone that's kind of working against you with the prolactin. But that doesn't mean that you can't lose the weight. And I guess that's where it kind of, I really want to make that clear as well.
Yeah, that's right. It's like with it's like even when you get older, Dr. Clark, and women are going through menopause, it doesn't mean that you can't lose weight, but it just makes it a little bit harder. But and I've actually talked to women who choose not to breastfeed because they want to get their bodies back. And you know what? You got to know that this is for a short time and it really is best for your baby. And I am so glad I did it. And I actually did my first figure competition, I think it was 6 to 9 months after I had my fourth child. I'm glad that I did it. I'm never going to do it again, but I can check that off my bucket list. And you know, when I got done nursing my fourth child, I started running half marathons again. I started getting right back into it. And I'm 45 and I am in the best shape of my life. So I'm saying that, you know, going through that and the nursing, and yes, it took longer to get back into shape, but I still was losing weight. And then I got that athletic edge back when I was done, and it was well worth it.
Right. And that's one of the things is, you know, you can, as you're kind of saying there, you can do this very safely, but as you kind of go through this, kind of you're breastfeeding your child, you want to get back in shape, you want to get that weight off, you do need to be a little careful. So from some safety issues there, kind of give us some tips from the safety issue there, kind of being safe, keeping the breast milk going for the baby, as well as then kind of working on yourself.
Okay, well, breastfeeding is work. It is a job, and you know, that baby needs you there, needs you available. So, and a lot of breast milk is water. So one of the risks, I guess, would be to stay hydrated. When you're exercising without nursing a child, you need to stay hydrated. So it's even that much more important while you're nursing that you do stay hydrated, making sure that you're getting enough rest. And of course, making sure that you're eating healthy so that you are losing the weight and that the food that you eat is healthy, so that you can feed your baby and that your baby is healthy.
Right, and just kind of along those lines, I'll say a few common sense type of things. We certainly encourage people to make sure you're continuing to take your multivitamins during this time. You make sure that you don't overdo the working out as well. And certainly we always stress getting the protein in, because even though a lot of, you're right, absolutely, most of breast milk is actually water, but obviously the baby needs the protein to thrive and basically grow, and your body is going to need the protein too.
Yes, exactly. And you know, I want women to know that if you didn't gain, you know, to go overboard during pregnancy and you're nursing and, you know, you're doing the right things, you'll get your body back. It will come. And you can always hire a personal trainer when you're done. And like I said, I train women now that are nursing or who were nursing. So you can hire a personal trainer then at that point. Also, just to know that, like Dr. Clark said, that you do have these hormones that are preventing you from going too far from getting your body back the way that it was, but that you still will see some results.
Right. You absolutely can get there. It's difficult to get there while you're breastfeeding, and some of that's a hormonal thing. Some of that you just have to be careful not to be going working too hard at that side of it, because you do need to continue to take care of the baby. But as you mentioned too, as the baby grows, they're going to need even more nutrients. So you're actually giving, if you want to call it giving up, more calories that you're taking into the baby, and that can continue to help you. Then once you're done kind of with breastfeeding, as I mentioned, those hormones that are kind of working against you, that prolactin, once you're done breastfeeding, the prolactin level is going to come right back down to normal. At least they should come right back down to normal. And once they do, typically weight loss will be easier.
Right, and making sure that you're getting enough calories for some women, because if you are exercising, you're already burning about 500 calories extra a day just from nursing. So then if you're exercising, that many more calories. So you want to make sure that, you know, there's a fine line between not getting too many and then not getting enough. So that's the other point.
Right. And that's, again, you just don't want to go overboard kind of in any of the directions, from the exercise standpoint or from the not getting in enough calories and good quality calories. All right. Well, kind of an interesting topic there that I think many women will find helpful. As far as kind of any last little tidbits of information, real, you know, choice words that you have for us, Arlene?
Well, I can't say enough how important it is for women out there to nurse your babies. It's the best thing you can do for them and yourself, to lose weight, for them to be healthy. I think my kids are better off for it. And, you know, I had my fourth child when I was 38 years old, and I breastfed, I got the weight off, and like I said, I'm in the best shape of my life. So don't worry about it. You will get there and you will get your shape back. You just have to work for it.
Right. Arlene, you're absolutely living proof of all that. Well, I'd like to thank you for joining us here in this podcast. If people have more questions out there, I'd encourage you to contact us here at the Center for Weight Loss Success. The corporate website is cfwls.com. If you're interested in just more general information concerning weight loss, or would like to join me on my webinars, go to our Losing Weight USA site and sign up. The website there is www.losingweightusa.com. Sign up, and I'll see you on any of those webinars. Thank you all for listening. Remember, it's your life. Make it a healthy one. Have a good day, everyone.